I could sort of set a course for us. I think it's very helpful to look at the question that the Lord Jesus Christ asked, just so that we see the relevance of this study. Who do you say, or who do men say, that I, the Son of Man, am? We have been contrasting the revelation of what's given us in the Bible with what is common knowledge and prevailing thought in the world around us. And we've touched on it a little bit this morning, and we realize that there are a lot of opinions about who Jesus Christ is. In the text that we read, one of the opinions was that he was a prophet. One of the opinions was that he was a reincarnated being, the reincarnation of Elijah, Jeremiah. But the real question comes down to, who is the Lord Jesus? And it has relevance because if I come to an understanding of who he is, then I have to answer the question, what is he to me? And what we want to look at in these passages is not only the revelation of who he is, how God has testified concerning him, that's revelations to who he is. We want to also touch on he was revealed for what purpose. So he's revealed as to his person. And we learn from the very first verse that we read, that's a revelation that God the Father makes. That who is it that is going to grow in the appreciation and the understanding of who Jesus Christ truly is, that he's the Son of the living God. And 1 John tells us that that is where a person is born anew, born again. By confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That truth comes to light by the Father's explicit revelation. That's the Father's delight to explain to us who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. And if I don't understand, or if I don't come to the appreciation of that reality, I might have a deficient view of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And that deficient view is also going to lead to a deficient lifestyle, because I'm not owning him and holding him in the right way as God has made him known to us. So when we study this afternoon, we want to look at God's testimony concerning the Lord Jesus Christ as to who he is, and to why he is revealed, that we might then be partakers and participants in the enjoyment of what has been made known.
Is made here by Peter is the basis and foundation upon which what he confessed, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, is the basis and foundation for everything God will do for time and for eternity. So it's a most wonderful thing that the Father revealed to Peter. And Peter probably wasn't even aware that the Father was doing this. But it's something that was deeply impressed in his heart, and it came out of his mouth. And it's wonderful. He testifies of the very foundation of every blessing that God could give for Israel, for the assembly, and new heavens, and everything is based upon this wonderful truth, this person.
First, the Lord asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And we know today in the world, there is a constant effort to bring the Lord down to the level of a man, isn't there? He was a man, yes, but a man apart from sin, no sin in him. And that is something that we don't experience. I don't know anyone, and certainly I'm not one, who has never sinned. And even now, the pressure to conform to the world around us is tremendous. It's not just young people. It falls upon every single one of us. But The answer, of course, is here, as it is today, comparing him to others, comparing him to other men. Well, the Lord Jesus was not like other men. He was very God. And there's a tremendous difference in that. We've already been considering that. And the Lord himself then here, when Simon Peter gave the right answer, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he says to him that flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. So it is when we are saved that this revelation comes to us. We're not born with it. It doesn't come from the world around us, certainly not. But the Father reveals it to us when we trust in his Son by simple faith. And that is what we ourselves should reflect to the world around us, that we have that faith, that we believe in the Lord Jesus. Men can argue a lot of things about who he is, but by faith we know who he is. He is very God, God incarnate, God becoming a man, and he is the Son of God, and this will never change. How wonderful that he was always the same. You know, in this world, you change and I change. We don't stay the same. That's true physically, and it's also true spiritually. We either grow more like the Lord Jesus and grow closer to him, or sometimes we might drift away. Well, we grow closer to him by learning more of him, and he becomes more precious to us when we learn who he really is, the Son of God, nothing less.